just one part. It's performance oriented. That's a very powerful driving force. I want to be better than anyone else. I want to compare with other people because I'm not too sure who I am. Right? That's where I came from. In the Asia, the educational system, all by competition, by entrance exam, from the junior high to middle school to high school to college. I think for here is from high school to college. Is that right? It's a competition. It's a compare. It's performance-oriented. Maybe you say, Pastor Joseph, how can we overcome ourselves? I think first we have to acknowledge of ourself is harmful to us. How many of you hear the sermon until now, you feel very challenged? Very challenging, raise your hands. You guys look very serious. That's a good sign. That means you take the words I share seriously. I think in order to defeat our old self, to really control that, first we need to realize and convince that old self is very harmful to us. In the Bible, in the Romans chapter 8, you read like this. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desired. The mind governed by the flesh is death. In other words, the mind governed by the old self is death. The mind governed by the old self, hostile to God. Those who are in the old self cannot please God. Isn't that serious? How many of you want to be spiritually alive? Praise the Lord. I share with you, the number one is we need to realize this old self really hinders us. I share a little bit earlier, okay, I give more life illustration. Maybe I'm present to academic. Accept younger generation. Everyone here, you're married. May I ask you, is marriage easy or challenging? I want to ask Rogelio, who just celebrated birthday, more wise right now, 1 year older. Rogelio, is marriage easy or hard? What's the true reason? Why is it so challenging to marry someone? That's not challenging. You're a very responsible person. Here comes different ideas. Yes. Isn't that colorful? But I know. I want to ask you is why different ideas very challenging? Self. I do not negate self today. That's not my purpose or my message. Remember the old self. And in Christ, we have a new self. Amen? We want to remove the nutrients that contribute to the old self today. We figure out the way. We hear the word. We prepare a good soil, our heart. We go home and practice by the power of the Spirit and the help of each other. We start to grow, right? We need to realize old self is very harmful, in the marriage particularly, right? I remember I just graduated from seminary. I was doing my internship, and then I preach. I give a message about, you see, you know that when you're young, you lack experience, you like to give a very theoretical message, a marriage life. I've just been married not that long, and I talk about the role of husband and wife. I say, wife, submit to your husband, like church submit to Christ in everything. All the women say, what does young man talk about? Does he know the reality? Then I say, wife, listen to this. Husband, you should love your wife and lay down your life. Husband, you should love your wife like one love his body. All the wife, all the woman say, yeah, yeah. Here come the problem is. Here come the old self problem coming up. The wife say, since he never laid down his life for me, why should I submit to him? He's not spiritual leader. I heard all the complaint from the woman, the wife, say they are not spiritual leader. All the woman say, hey, you are not a woman. And the wife say, and the husband say, she doesn't submit to me at all. Everything, she boss me around. Treat me as a servant. How can I lay down my life for someone like that? So it's stuck, right? And they call the pastor. The wise pastor finally show up and counsel them. The pastor say, that's an old self issue. Is that right? Rogelio, did you get some insight by now? Why you laugh like that? You must got it. I think we need to realize old self is very harmful in every realm of our life. As a matter of fact, if our old self is so strong, you will have poor relationship, period, with everyone. Your boss have a hard time with you. Your colleague have a hard time with you. Your children, your parents, your spouse, all of them. Because everybody have a self. Nobody want to listen to others. If we are so strong in our will, you'll offend many people without knowing it. In marriage, we are together, right? But nowadays, I just want to describe the contemporary marriage. It's very interesting. In contemporary marriage, I describe this as a reality. In contemporary marriage, husband and wife communicate through text message. Can we talk tonight at 7 p.m.? Do you know that? Husband's upstairs, wife's downstairs. They just text each other. They use social media to contact. I think modern technologies make people distant from each other. Because it's so convenient, right? At your fingertip, you just do that. I believe that old self is very harmful. We need to realize that. The Bible called the flesh. So how to deal with, I think there's no other way. We need to crucify the old self. In other words, I heard many people, Bible expositors say that, deal with self, there's no other way. You cannot welcome it. You cannot sympathize with it. You need to deal with it just harshly. You need to die, bring to the cross. Also, we need to do that daily. Okay, the practical way we will present, we will provide from this church in the month to come. Another way is very practical, is practice the opposite spirit to your old self. I give you some examples. Suppose we tend to be pessimistic, thank you. Negative perspective. You tend to be negative. How do you die to yourself on that? You start to learn to praise. In every circumstance, you praise the Lord. Try that. That's the opposite spirit. That will kill your old self. Instead, you say, oh, it's so sunny today. You blur my eyes. You say, hallelujah. It's a beautiful sunny day. Amen? Amen? Can you repeat after me? Let's say that together. It's good. Say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a beautiful sunny day. If you believe in your heart, in spirit, even better. Because when you say that, the Lord comes. The Lord sees this person have the heart of appreciation. Amen? I told you there's a spirit world. If you continue praise and give thanksgiving, you live in the presence of God. Do you understand that? You believe that? Even you can do it mechanically. It's okay. Nobody spontaneously. I try to do that this morning. I woke up, even though I didn't sleep much. I say, Thank God, it's a beautiful day. I'm still alive. Try that. Instead, I have to work today. The freeway sucks. Say, thank God, the I-80 is so abundant. I have so many cars. Try a different, opposite spirit. And say, I really mean it. That's a reality. You have to go through it. Some of you are blessed. You work locally. You don't feel that. You just go to see people on the freeway every day. It's difficult. Amen? But that's a reality we cannot change. The reason I say that, my background was urban planning. I'm very sensitive to this. I say this area didn't have a planning for 30 years. Okay, that's another story. That's not a sermon. I think a practice opposite spirit. Another is entitlement mindset. You tend to be, everything should be the way for you, and then you need to also practice giving thanks in everything. If we have tendency to take advantage of others, like every other people serve you, we need to practice to serve others. Amen? If you have tendency to be shy, you need to pray and speak to yourself. I can do all things by the Lord. And try to do something you are fearful, but by the Lord, then you'll break that spirit. You'll start to see the other side of the coin. Amen? Amen. If you have low self-esteem, you can read the Bible. You can read the Bible, those affirming scripture, affirm yourself all the time. It's very helpful. If you are on the other end, you are very prideful, like to show off, you need to learn to hide yourself. You need to volunteer to clean out the bathroom of church. You know, I really mean it. That's called opposite spirit. Amen. Does this help? And finally, I believe to deal with self, to die to self, is very helpful. Is we surrender to the Lordship of Christ. We all know that. But what's the real thing about this is, in everything we do, we ask the Lord first. You know, you go to the Bible in the Old Testament, one of my heroes is King David. He was an expert in warfare. But it's very interesting. You go to read the Bible that King David, every time he will have a major military campaign, he inquired of the Lord. Even more amazing, the Lord answered him, literally. Amen. Shall I go out or not? Shall I pursue those enemy or not? The Lord told him, yes, you go for it. And then you do this, do that. Isn't that wonderful? How many people love this? Rogelio, ask the Lord about your marriage. God already answer you through your pastor's sermon right now. Listen to it. The Lord will tell you. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, not just 50%. Lean not on your own understanding. We shouldn't interpret easily. We should ask the Lord, what's this? Amen? Many times we only see the phenomenon on the surface. We don't know what's going on in that person's life. So don't be judgmental, right? The person sit there, looks very sad. It doesn't mean he or she is not spiritual. Maybe that person is praying for you right now. Amen? We don't know the situation. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And they say, in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. I like that. So you won't waste your money, energy, and time. The Lord will lead you straight to the destination. Isn't that wonderful? Looking for a house? He bring you to the right house. Need the clients? He bring you the right clients. Amen? Are you okay? No, I ask the younger generation, you don't turn your head. Are you okay? You guys look happy. Even better in the back, they say, after make your path straight, say, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. I think that's so important. We easily to be wise in our own eyes, not in God's own eyes, right? How can be that correct? You need to have reverence for the Lord and stop the evil things. And this is even better. This will bring health to you. How many of you want a good health? That's the way. You fear the Lord and shun evil. It brings health to you, a body and nourishment to all your bones. You don't have to pay medical insurance now. You can have this one. May the Lord help us. The arch enemy of spiritual warfare itself. But we praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. This Holy Communion remind us there's a way out. Jesus Christ overcome himself. He yelled himself, right? If he didn't yield himself, he won't come to this world. You know, it's very helpful. It will motivate us to die to our old self is to see how Lord, how he laid down himself. I went to Benin, West Africa, to mission work only once. I went to Africa only once. But it really helped me to understand how much Christ suffered. Because the village I went without electricity, water, anything. It's dark at night. And I came from the Bay Area, the top notch of the whole world, nearby Silicon Valley. And I realized how much I need to lay down to go there. I only stayed there for 1 or 2 days in the area. But that's kind of cultural shock. All the shock. Can you imagine for God, the Son, who came from heaven? You got to read the book of Revelation. No sin. No stress there. It's everything so good, perfect, to come to this world to face all this. You talk about abuse. I really feel how can we die to ourselves is the more we know Christ in reality, it really motivates us. Amen? It's not a religion, say do and don'ts. Oh, I have a 10 checklist. I do all this. Thank God myself died 90% today. No, it's switch the focus. Amen? May you speak to your neighbor, say switch focus. Don't focus on circumstance. Please say that. Don't focus on other people's faults. Don't focus on your faults either. Amen? We focus on Jesus. I really mean, this is not a self-comfort. This is really self-building blocks. We focus on Jesus, start to study his life, know his life, know how perfect he was, yet he suffered. He laid down self for you and me so we can have good, true self. Amen? And that's the Holy Communion. Praise the Lord. Let's take this bread and cup. And the bread referred to Jesus' body being broken for each one of us. And the cup referred to the blood Jesus shed for us. I invite the people from the back. We line up to take the bread and cup and back to your seat. I appreciate you remain standing there and can spend some time to give thanks to the Lord for his salvation, and to confess your sin to the Lord so we can take this in a worthy manner. Okay? We invite the people from the back and line up.